Tom. What is up, friends? Greetings, and welcome to Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really business as usual. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are taking your phone calls. We'll do it a little earlier today. We've got a special guest coming up in our second half of the program. Our number is 866-582-9933. Get on board early. We'll try to get you, as many calls as we can in our second segment. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking to Dr. Johnny Bowden, author of The Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease. As you know, we've been talking about cholesterol and the statin drugs now for the last couple of, maybe for the last six or seven shows, and we will finish up probably today and tomorrow on the statin drugs and cholesterol. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart, especially take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of your B complex and vitamin C and fatty vitamins D, E, A, and K. You'll get minerals in there, plant-derived minerals. You'll get fruit and vegetable powders, grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10, so important for the heart. We're going to be talking about coenzyme Q10 here as it regards the statin drugs in probably today, or maybe tomorrow. We'll get to that. You'll get CoQ10 in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a cornucopia of nutrients, $50 a canister. If you haven't tried it yet, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family to at least give this stuff a shot. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can get it on my shopping cart at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a longevity business or just get your products at the wholesale price. Or if you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, I want to finish up, or at least begin to finish up. There's so much we could talk about when it comes to cholesterol. And as I said, in our second half, we're going to be talking to Dr. Johnny Bowden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease. Yesterday, we finished up talking about HDL and LDL, I should say. And we were talking about how you can't really measure cholesterol. When you go to the doctor and he says, oh, your cholesterol's a little high, he's really talking about something called HDL or LDL. And HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. They are lipoproteins. HDL is high-density lipoprotein. It's a heavy lipoprotein. LDL is low-density lipoprotein. It's a lighter form of lipoprotein. The point is HDL and LDL are lipid protein, fat protein complexes. They are not cholesterol. Cholesterol is a fatty substance. It's actually a wax. And as they say, oil and water don't mix. Your blood is a watery liquid. Cholesterol is a fatty, waxy substance. Water and oil don't mix. And when the body needs to transport this super important chemical through the blood, obviously it ain't going anywhere unless it's wrapped up in something that allows it to travel through the blood. Cholesterol is a wax, a fatty substance. It's not going to be traveling in the blood by itself. But what the body does, what the divine force does, it will wrap that cholesterol molecule up in a little spherical circular bubble. The little bubble is like a fat water adapter with a fatty portion on the inside and a watery coating on the outside. This fatty portion on the inside links up with cholesterol and other fatty materials. This is going to be important. Talk about it in a second. And the outside part of this bubble is a watery coating, and it allows this cholesterol complex to float through the blood. So lipoproteins are like little spherical bubbles that transport fatty substances, many fatty substances, including cholesterol. Cholesterol gets tucked into this little sphere, and the watery coating on the outside of the sphere of this circular bubble allows this bubble to zip through the blood with great ease, where cholesterol could never do that, cholesterol being a fat or a wax. So HDL and LDL are like little carrying cases. They're like little traveling coaches for cholesterol. But, and this is very important now, cholesterol is not the only passenger inside these little lipoprotein traveling coaches. Anything that's fatty that needs to be transported in the blood is going to be traveling along with cholesterol inside these little lipoprotein bubbles. Vitamin E is going to be in there. Vitamin K is going to be in there. Essential fats are going to be in there. All fatty substances that need to travel through the blood are going to be in the lipoprotein. Now, here's the important point. When a doctor tests your HDL and LDL, he's testing the entire lipoprotein structure, not cholesterol. Everything that's in the LDL or HDL or IDL or VLDL or whatever lipoprotein you're talking about, when they measure this HDL and LDL, they're not just measuring cholesterol, they're measuring everything that's in the lipoprotein. There is no way to test cholesterol levels in the blood because there's no cholesterol in the blood, or at least no free cholesterol in the blood. Cholesterol is a fat. It cannot partition into the blood unless it is contained in the lipoprotein. So you might ask, how do we actually know how much cholesterol is in the blood if all we're testing for is lipoproteins, HDL, LDL, VLDL, which is very light density lipoprotein? There's actually five different types of lipoproteins. So you say, how can we test for cholesterol if all we're testing for is lipoprotein? And that's a very good question. We can't test for cholesterol. We can only test for the entire lipoprotein complex. The only reason to test HDL and LDL and VLDL and IDL is to give you a number and sell you a drug, period. It is a meaningless test score. Meaningless. Doesn't mean squat, which is why people who have high HDL levels, supposedly good cholesterol, drop dead of heart attacks all the time. And people who have low LDL, low bad cholesterol, they drop dead of heart attacks too. HDL, LDL, ratios, total cholesterol, these are just nonsensical, silly medical tests to keep your doctor and his cohorts in the medical model employed. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. The relationship between testing numbers and health and disease and heart attacks and heart disease is statistical only. It's a number, and you ain't a number. You're a human being. You're not a statistic, and your HDL and LDL mean nothing. Oh, yeah, one more thing about HDL and LDL, these things they simplistically call good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, two of the more infantile, dumbed-down medical terms you're ever going to hear. You know why they call these things good and bad, good cholesterol and bad cholesterol? All right, this is the whole thing. This is the reason why HDL is good cholesterol and LDL is bad cholesterol. HDL is a lipoprotein. It's a bubble. It's carrying all kinds of stuff, and HDL carries stuff from the blood to the liver for storage. LDL, on the other hand, is a lipoprotein that delivers cholesterol, vitally important cholesterol, and other fatty nutrients to cells and tissues from the liver. So LDL is exiting from the liver to tissues, so it's supposedly bad because it's leaving storage. And HDL is supposedly good because it's entering storage. So-called bad cholesterol is leaving the liver, and they say it's bad because it's leaving the liver, and good cholesterol is good because it's being stored. By the way, this is why if you're bodybuilding or recovering from surgery, or you're making a lot of stress hormones or reproductive hormones, your LDL is going to be higher because it's leaving your liver to go to the tissues to be used. Your body's delivering this vital cholesterol to organs and glands and tissues and cells and muscles so that it can be used. This is what happens when your LDL is high. All right. So much more I want to talk about. Got some folks on the line. We'll come back and take a couple phone calls at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.69.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.10.74, $8.55.37 for a half ounce, or $4.27.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.10.74, $8.55.37, and $4.27.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, friends, for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central and 24-7 on the archive page. At brightsideben.com, you'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products that you hear us talk about, the Ultimate Enzymes, the OPC Selenium. My favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, they're all up at brightsideben.com. You can click on the Join Now link as well if you want to start a longevity business or just get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, in the second half of our program today, we're going to be talking to Dr. Johnny Bowden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. There's a couple of more things I want to tell you about HDL and LDL. Does this make sense, folks? HDL, LDL, IDL, VLDL, all of the lipoproteins, there's five totally, all of different densities and size. They are not cholesterol. They are bubbles that carry cholesterol, among other things. There's no way to know how much cholesterol is in those little bubbles. And by the way, these bubbles are so small, you could fit 100,000 of them on a head of a pin. That's how tiny these little structures are, and they're all floating around in your blood. Doctors will take a little sampling, and they'll see what your cholesterol level is. And by the way, when they check your HDL and LDL, not only are they not checking for cholesterol, they're checking for everything that's in those little bubbles, but your HDL and your LDL levels are going to change. They're going to change every minute of the day. So when somebody takes an HDL level or an LDL level, they're only telling you what the status of your HDL and LDL is, which isn't even cholesterol. They're only telling you what the status is at that moment. Depending on what your body needs to do, you're going to have more or less LDL at any given moment. These test people mean nothing, not a zip. They're irrelevant, they're dumb, and all they do is they provide an income for somebody who's doing the test. They're a disgrace. Don't waste your money, don't waste your time. And I haven't even told you about how dumb the statin drugs are. We'll definitely be getting to that one tomorrow or maybe the next day. And then the numbers, the scores. That's another scam. 100, 200, they change. Who do you think makes the scores up, by the way? How high your LDL has to be, or how high your HDL has to be, how low your LDL has to be. Who do you think makes those scores up? Where do you think those numbers come from? You think they're magically dictated from God himself? We'll talk about that when we continue our talk on cholesterol tomorrow. And we'll also tell you about why you never, ever, ever want to take a statin drug. We'll touch on that a little bit with Dr. Bowden in the second half of the program. A couple folks want to talk to us at 866-582-9933. I think we'll take phone calls a little early. And then in our next segment, we'll talk to Dr. Bowden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. All right, first phone call of the day. Let's go to Texas and say hello to Kathy. Welcome to the Bright Side, Kathy. Good morning. What's up?
Hi. Well, I'm new to your show, and I've enjoyed listening to it now. But I'm a female, 51 years old, about 150 pounds. I'm bent over, like I have scoliosis in my back.
Okay.
But I've been normal all my life. I've only been like this for about 6 years now.
Okay.
And I've been told that maybe I have a degenerative disc disease.
Okay.
But I also have HER2 negative breast cancer.
Okay. So
I've had six chemo treatments for it.
Okay.
And the last one was given to me about 6 weeks ago, and I'm off that wagon, and I wanna help take care of my health.
Okay.
You know, a better way.
Okay, gotcha, Kathy. First of all, well, for the listeners, scoliosis is a curving of the spine, a spinal curvature. And scoliosis is a classic sign that the body's breaking down. Cancer is a sign that cells aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. So basically, your body is breaking down. And that's one of the key points that we talk about here on the Bright Side all the time. It seems like there's all kinds of different ways that the body can break down. There's all kinds of diseases. The World Health Organization tells us there's 12,000 different diseases. But there's really only one thing that happens when things go wrong in the body, and that is a general systemic global breakdown. Your body is falling apart, and it doesn't matter if it's a cell in your breast or a cell in your backbone or a cell in your brain or a cell in your liver. The point is that the body is breaking down. It's like you have a toxic river, and the toxic river, or I'm sorry, toxic soil, and the toxic soil is giving out a toxic plants. The problem is not the plants. The problem is the soil. Scoliosis represents a toxic plant. Breast cancer represents a toxic plant. You can go and you can spray weed killer on your toxic plants, but you're going to get another toxic plant coming up out of the soil as long as the soil is poisoned. Does that make sense, first of all, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we don't want to take care of the poison plants on the Bright Side. That's something your doctor can do. He'll spray weed killer on your poison plant. He'll cut your poison plant out. He'll do everything he can do to deal with the poison plant. But tomorrow you're going to have another poison plant pop up. That doesn't do you any good. We got to take care of the soil. So first things first, the number one reason why soil gets polluted, and by that I mean the system, the body system gets polluted, is because of the wrong kinds of foods and things that go awry in the digestive process. So first things first, Forget your scoliosis. I'm not even going to talk about your scoliosis. I'm not even going to talk about your breast cancer. We got to take care of the toxic soil, and that means, number one, you got to eliminate the problem foods. Now, I'm telling you what, Kathy, with scoliosis, which is a sign of severe malabsorption, and with breast cancer and with anything else that you got going wrong in your body, chances are your digestive system has been breaking down for 5 decades. You're 51 years old. Chances are for 51 years, your digestive system has been in crisis, beginning when you were born. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening to the program, but we've talked about this a lot. As soon as we leave the womb, for most Americans, for the vast majority of Americans, our digestive system becomes compromised. There's many reasons for this. You can go through the archives. We talked about this a lot. Point is, as soon as a baby leaves the womb, that's when the digestive system begins to break down for most people. And then you throw in the standard American diet and on and on and on. By the time you're 51 years old, you've got some severe crisis. So we got to backtrack and we got to start to patch up the digestive system. Get yourself a little notebook. Write down everything you eat. If you have digestive symptoms that you know about, you're ahead of the game. If you don't know you have digestive symptoms, then you got to figure out what those are. But I guarantee you, you're going to find them, and they're going to be related to certain foods. Are you okay, Kathy? You understand what I'm saying here?
I do.
Okay, good. So write down everything you eat in a little notebook next to where you write down what you eat. Write down how your digestive system feels, how you feel. And if you have other symptoms, skin symptoms or other body symptoms, you want to write those in there too. And you want to start to notice what kind of foods are causing what kind of digestive problems, and then those are foods that need to be eliminated. Then you want to start to take in nutritional supplements that help support the digestive system. Probiotics are a must-have. They are a no-brainer. Every human being that's alive needs to be supplementing their bacterial flora with a good probiotic supplement. I like the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. There's also the Flora FX from Youngevity. Whatever you decide, look for 80 billion units a day. And look for multiple strains of bacteria. Get on glutamine powder, 5 grams a day, a teaspoon. You can put it in water and drink it up. It tastes great. Make sure you're getting enough protein. Whey protein is tremendously helpful for bones. It also has great properties for the digestive system, and it's anti-cancer as well. I'd be doing a whey protein smoothie with essential fatty acids in the smoothie. Essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fats, specifically omega-3 fats, can be very anti-cancer. Omega-6 fats can also help as well. Make sure they're fresh. I would use something called Udo's Blend, or you can use the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. You can poke a little pin in there and squeeze the fat out in the smoothie. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin C, very important for bone health and also anti-cancer. I'd be using anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams a day. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well. Sip on it all day long. Kathy, that's a break, and we've got lots more to tell you. Can you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, Kathy. Put in there Kathy from Texas, and I'll respond to you personally. Stay tuned. We got Johnny Bowden coming up next segment.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. I am really excited to have our next guest on. I've known him for probably 14 or 15 years, since the late 90s. I knew him when he was a student. He was always impressive, but now he's got mega books out, 13 books. This is his 13th book, I think he said, The Great Cholesterol Myth. Truly an honor to be speaking to Dr. Johnny Bowden, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. Greetings, Johnny. Welcome to the bright side.
Hi, Ben.
So you remember who I am now.
We should let the audience in on that. I am such an admirer of you. Ben called me to set this radio interview up, and honestly, his name sounded familiar, but I couldn't place it because I meet so many people over the years. And right before we went on the air, it all came back to me that Ben was one of the most outstanding and impressive presenters at the Boulder Fest nutritional medicine conference that Robert Crahan used to hold every year.
Thank
and I
you.
Was I remember being there as a student and you know, when I was beginning my career and hearing you speak, Ben, and just being blown away and thinking, my God, this guy's just got it all. So I just had that moment of recognition right
Thanks.
Before we went on the air. So we should let the people know that. That's
well, I should also tell listeners that, you know, I remember you as a student, but then I started seeing your books out, and I'm like, Johnny, man, you are incredible. You
well,
are incredible.
You.
You've been
so
doing...
Well, we both...
Well, I'm impressed, and I'm very excited to be talking about this cholesterol because of all the scams, and there's a lot of scams out there in the world of medicine, and we talk about them all the time on the Bright Side, the scam with sunlight and the scam with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the scam about vitamin D, and there's all kinds of craziness out there, but one of the most insidious and nastiest medical lies is this idea that you can eliminate heart disease by poisoning the cholesterol-making machinery in the body. The cholesterol is some kind of demon in the body that's hell-bent on our destruction. And that's what I want to talk about today, why lowering your cholesterol won't prevent heart disease. You know, we've been talking about cholesterol.
You put it so well, poisoning the mechanism that makes it, which is...
The machinery that makes this very such a vital compound. Now, we've been talking about cholesterol... Go ahead.
What I said on the Dr. Oz show last week was trying to lower heart disease by lowering cholesterol is like trying to lower your calories by taking the lettuce off your double French fries and double chocolate shake.
That's great.
Lettuce has a couple of calories, but is that the target you really want to go for when you're looking at, you know, reducing a 1,500-calorie meal of crap? You know what I mean? So
right. That's a big problem is you take these statin drugs, you lower your cholesterol, but you continue doing all the things that really cause the problem, and you don't do anything about those, and your body is still breaking down, and your odds of dying of a heart attack are still high if you're not doing anything about it. It kind of gives you a false sense of protection. Oh, my cholesterol is lower.
Well,
anyway, what did Dr. Oz say?
It's even worse than that, Ben. It's even worse than that.
Yeah?
Because lowering cholesterol isn't even one of the things
that
makes a difference for heart disease. Here's the dirty, ugly truth, and we talk about this at length and give references and quotes of every study that backs up what we're talking about. So here's what we say in the book. Cholesterol is a terrible predictor of heart disease. 50%
right.
of people who are admitted to hospitals with cardiovascular issues of any kind have absolutely normal cholesterol, and 50% of people with elevated cholesterol have perfectly normal, healthy hearts. So it doesn't even predict heart disease. And we've seen studies in which cholesterol was lowered very effectively, and people died at a higher rate than they did in the placebo group. And
because cholesterol is important stuff.
Yeah. No. So this is you know, you called it a scam. I'm not quite there. I don't really see this as a big conspiracy, like a whole bunch of people got into a, you know, into one of those Dr. No type, you know,
right.
places and got together and said, let's see how we can really put something over. What I think happened here is that basically well-meaning people got sold on a theory. And when that happened, the drug companies jumped in and said, okay, this is going to help us prevent heart disease. And before you knew it, we now have a $31 billion a year industry.
Just statins. Just statins.
Just
statins is $31 billion.
Just from the two top-selling statins. That's just Zocor and Lipitor. That doesn't talk about the National Cholesterol Education Program. It doesn't
right.
talk about anything else. Just $31 billion just in those two drugs. So it, as I said in the book, as Upton Sinclair, the great writer, once said, it's very hard to get a man to change his position when his salary depends on
yeah.
not changing it.
Love
so
that quote.
You've got this bandwidth. It's not so much a conspiracy as it is a kind of cultural meme. You know, it telling people that cholesterol is not at the cause of heart disease is like telling people, you know, back in the day that the world wasn't flat. You know,
right.
you've got some of the best minds in the country who actually believe this. And I think it's changing. It's changing slowly. But it's not so much a conspiracy as just a kind of a collusion of bad ideas that are way past their expiration point. And if you look at the research the way we have, and you look at it carefully and reanalyze it, you see that the research doesn't even support what
right.
we're doing to
right.
cholesterol.
The research doesn't even support it. Now, you know, you say it's not a scam, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, but if you wanted to plan on destroying the health, systematically destroying the health of a culture, you couldn't do a better job than by convincing them that this incredibly vital biochemical, which is what cholesterol
right.
is, needed to be lowered, or you needed to poison the system to stop making this stuff. You couldn't do
exactly
better.
Exactly true. Precisely true. Now, you know, my co-author, Steve Sinatra, who I know you know, the board-certified cardiologist,
right?
He calls himself a statin cardiologist in recovery. He was one of those guys who used to speak to doctors for large honorariums and on behalf of statin drugs. He was one of those educators that the pharmaceutical companies paid very handsomely to go around telling other doctors how great their products are. And he believed it. He was a complete true believer.
Now, how do you wake up? Because he's doing a lot of stuff with nutrition now.
He has always been interested in nutrition. He's a certified nutrition specialist, you know, board certified as I am by the Certifying Board of Nutrition Specialists, American College of Nutrition, all that stuff. And he was a huge supporter and a huge believer in and a huge user of coenzyme Q10. And he believes that is, you know, the miracle substance for the heart of the 20th century, you know, just a terrific thing. And when he actually looked at the biochemistry, he said, wait a minute, these drugs cut off the production of coenzyme Q10. Because like you said, when you cut off the machinery, well, that same machinery that makes cholesterol makes coenzyme Q10. So he thought to himself, well, how the hell can a drug that we're giving to supposedly prevent heart disease, but it's, as a side effect, it destroys the most important energy molecule that the heart needs. That makes no sense.
Right.
And none of the drug companies were talking about the coenzyme Q10 depletion. And he was beginning to see these side effects. And then he started putting it all together, going, well, wait a minute. I'm doing angioplasties and operations on people with absolutely, you know, that are riddled with heart disease, and they have perfectly normal cholesterol. And I see people with heart attacks that have, you know, people with elevated cholesterol have normal, clean arteries. This is making no sense whatsoever. And that's kind of what his come to Jesus moment was.
Now, tell me a little, I want to talk about Ansel Keys. I didn't get a chance to talk about the lipid hypothesis and how this whole thing developed. And you very charitably said that it was kind of a misunderstanding. You're a lot nicer about it than I am. And a perfect storm of collusion of people who got their financial interests tied into, unfortunately, what they were doing in terms of helping the public. So we won't go into the conspiracy idea, but tell the folks a story about Ansel Keys and how this whole lipid hypothesis thing began. I can't even say that, but we got to take a break, Johnny, so we'll talk about that when we come back, okay? Thanks, Johnny. We're talking to Dr. Johnny Bowden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease. It's a wonderful resource, and it backs up everything we've been talking about when it comes to why I don't want to be paying attention to this nonsense about cholesterol. We're coming back on The Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We're talking to Dr. Johnny Bodden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. If you want to learn more about what Johnny does, go to www.johnnybowden.com, and that's J-O-N-N-Y-B-O-W-D-E-N, johnnybowden.com, his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. Okay, Johnny, real quick, and then I want to talk a little bit about what people can really do to help protect against heart disease, but before we go into that, real quick, give us the lowdown on how this whole thing began, the Ansel Keys story of the lipid hypothesis.
Well, it's really kind of interesting because those of you who are listening who are old enough to remember when we first had home taping, VHS tapes, remember them?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, I know. So do I. What you may not remember, back in the 80s, there was a format war, and the format war was between VHS and Betamax. Now,
right.
Stay with me because this really does have some relevance to Ansel Keys.
I remember that.
So there were these two competing formats. There was Betamax and there was VHS. Now, if you ask any recording studio in America, anybody, which was the better technology, they will all tell you Betamax, by and far away. They still use it today in recording studios. It is the standard of performance, right? What happened? But VHS won the format wars.
Huh.
Nobody has a Betamax. People had VHS. Why is that? They had a better ground game. They signed up more manufacturers. They did a better PR campaign. They got more movie studios to agree to release their movies on VHS. They won the campaign, but they were the wrong technology won. Well, now let's go back to Ansel Keys. Back in the 60s and early 70s, there were two competing theories about this supposed epidemic of heart disease that everybody was concerned with. Theory number one was advanced by Ansel Keys. He said, it's fat and cholesterol. It's fat and cholesterol that's doing it. Theory number two was advanced by a distinguished British physician named John Yudkin, and he said, sorry, dudes, the better correlation is with sugar. If you look at sugar and how inflammatory it is, and you do the correlations between sugar and the diet and heart disease, it comes out way better. Sugar is the culprit. Well, they had a battle, and the wrong theory won. Yudkin was right all along. It was sugar. Ansel Keys was wrong all along. It's not fat and cholesterol, but he had a better ground game. He was persuasive. He was aggressive. He was a member of the American Heart Association committee. He got his guidelines approved. And basically, the right, they're not bad guys. They just had competing theories, and the wrong one took hold. So that's how this whole mess got started. Now you're beginning to see a backpedal, and you're beginning to see even traditional cardiologists and even traditional doctors say, you know what? I guess that bad stuff's just not really panning out so much, and I think maybe, you know, sugar is really turning out to be quite the dietary demon. And look at these studies that show cardiovascular problems, these studies that show relationship to cancer. So we're now finally getting the memo that we kind of went down the wrong track with the Ansel Keys theory.
How interesting. Now, the fact that sugar is really, really cheap and fat is really, really expensive comparatively, I wonder if that has something to do with it. More,
you know,
profit to be made.
To try to Monday morning quarterback how all of this happened and how these cultural ideas get hold and then they become economic juggernauts like the cholesterol lowering one.
Yeah.
We'll be sorting that out for years. But I am very convinced that 50 years from now, when we look back on how we treated heart disease and we see this obsessive, insane concentration on this innocuous molecule, which is necessary for life, and we can certainly talk about all the great things cholesterol does. When we look at this way of treating heart disease by simply lowering cholesterol with a drug that has numerous side effects that are very serious, we will look back and say, what were we thinking?
Johnny, what about the idea, and you know I'm a pharmacist, what about the idea that you can drug yourself to health and wellness? What about that meme? What about that notion
that
people...
Well, that idea is idiotic.
It's idiotic on the face of it.
It's idiotic. No, I mean, it's not just statin drugs. You know, we don't condemn statin drugs in every circumstance. There are some limited circumstances. A very small population, middle-aged men who've already had a heart attack, in which there is a modest, way less than you would think, but a modest benefit of statin drugs. They do things besides lowering cholesterol. The lowering cholesterol is the least of what they do. They slightly lower inflammation, which is very important, which you can do with food and omega-3s. They slightly thin the blood, also something you can do with supplements and food. So they do have some modest benefit, but they are so overprescribed. They're prescribed for populations in which they have not been tested. Children, the idea of children on statins is horrifying.
Unbelievable. How realistic is that?
It's waiting to happen.
Are they really talking about that seriously?
They are not only talking about that seriously, that is going to be a multi-million dollar PR campaign. You will see it insidiously where there'll be these little articles in the paper about, wow, our children have high cholesterol at a very early age. We should start treating them right now to prevent. You're going to see that. It's all engineered by the pharmaceutical companies. It is their chance to add 11 million customers in the United States alone. Of course they're going to grab it.
So you think within a couple of years, or what kind of time frame are we looking at here?
I think it's already happening now. I've already seen articles like that. And let me tell you something. Parents, if you're listening, your child's brain is not fully grown until he's 25. Okay? There are sections of the brain that simply do not finish completely growing until he's 25. Cholesterol is needed for thinking. It is needed for their sex hormones. There is no coincidence that there's an epidemic of erectile dysfunction on middle-aged men and that there is also an incredible increase in the number of statin drugs. So this has effects on sexuality, on thinking, on memory, on all sorts of things. The idea of stopping cholesterol production in a child's brain that isn't even finished growing yet is the next thalidomide waiting to happen. Parents, if your doctor tells you to put your kid on a statin drug, I beg you, change doctors.
Yeah. All right, we only got a couple minutes here, Johnny. What can people do if they're really serious about protecting themselves against heart disease?
Okay, number one, eat an anti-inflammatory diet. As we talk about in the book, and I beg you, read the book because it's important to know this, inflammation is at the cause of heart disease. Eat an anti-inflammatory diet. That includes fish, cold water fish, that have tons of omega-3s. Blueberries, little blue diamonds, you know. You can get them in January. They're tasty. They come from Chile. They're fabulous for you. They're anti-inflammatory. Add in cherries and grass-fed beef with lots of omega-3s. So an anti-inflammatory diet. Number two, manage your stress. Stress not only can kill you outright, it contributes mightily to heart disease in many, many different physiological ways, which we talk about in the book. Bottom line is, you've got to manage your stress. You have to have less toxicity in your life, whether it comes from the air and the water that we drink or if it comes from relationships. You need more peace in your life. These things all have profound effects on the heart. And most of all, get rid of the inflammation.
You know, I got about 1 minute, but there's one thing that you talk about in the book which I found absolutely fascinating, and I don't talk about it a lot, unfortunately, but I probably should, especially after reading this chapter in The Great Cholesterol. And it's a great book, by the way, Johnny. Awesome
job.
Thank you. Tell me about, real quick, tell us about ribose.
Oh, well, ribose is a sugar, and Dr. Sinatra calls it one of the awesome foursome for metabolic cardiology. The others being L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, and magnesium. And these things work in a myriad of ways to basically create energy for the heart muscle. So they're just very wonderful for all those things. And athletes are even using Ugavos for its energy-enhancing qualities.
And you can just get it straight at a health food store and just put it into water and drink it up?
Pretty much.
And it's sweet?
It's pretty tasteless.
Okay, tasteless. All right, well, that's it, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate you coming on board. Dr.
My
Johnny
pleasure,
Bowden, his your website is johnnybowden.com. Johnny, I want to have you on, and I want to talk about the low-carb book as well. Can we do that?
Love to. Absolutely.
Okay, good deal. So you and I will stay in touch. I'll be calling you here in sometime in the next couple hours, Johnny. Thank you so much, buddy. It's great to get in touch with you again.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We've been talking to Johnny Bowden about his book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease. It's an easy read. It's a great read. It's packed with information. I've known Johnny now for going on 14 or 15 years, and he does wonderful work. We're going to have him on. We're going to be talking about his book on low-carb dieting here, hopefully at the beginning of the year. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we're going to finish up talking about cholesterol, this unbelievably important biomolecule, and then we're going to talk about the statin drugs and tell you why you do not ever want to be taking a statin drug. And as Johnny said, they're going to be drugging your children here with these statin substances coming up soon. And obviously, you don't want to be giving your kids any statin drugs either. If you're on a statin drug, get the heck off of it. If you're thinking about taking one, don't. If your doctor's trying to convince you to get on a statin drug, find yourself another doctor. And we're going to be talking about why you don't want to go near a statin drug tomorrow, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about a little bit about some of these other cholesterol-lowering medications as well. If you want to learn more about the Ungevity products, you should head over to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there, but we've also got a Join Now link that you can click on. If you like what we're doing here on the Bright Side, you're going to love the Ungevity team. I encourage you to click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Of course, you're always welcome to call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us. Thank you, Johnny Bowden, for joining us. And stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.